Well, I have promised you something very important today in the literary world. It is the debut of a new book that I think could possibly have the importance of War and Peace, possibly the importance of To Kill a Mockingbird, something like that. It is the debut of Freddie the Free Range Chicken, and we are happy today to have the author of Freddie the Free Range Chicken, Jill Vitale, a.k.a. Flirty Flipper.
Yes, John, and you have no
Congratulations.
Choice. Thank you, John.
No, I'm serious. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been working hard on this book.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years in the making.
3 years in the making. It's got four pages and three lines. I'm kidding. No,
it's got kind of backwards and stuff. No. It's been 3 years, and I actually booked myself on your show, so you have to talk about it.
Well, you're the booker, so
yes,
I guess
exactly.
I had no choice here, did I?
But it's a children's book, and it's geared toward the young ones, about 3 to 7 years old. So I'm not sure if you'll understand
it. Okay, so I probably won't. I'm sure it's well beyond my years.
It's well beyond.
What is the moral here?
Well, the moral is that parents have to learn how to spend more time with their children rather than have their children befriend a chicken, which is what the kid in this book did, which is named
Jack,
named after my Jack.
Right.
He befriends Freddy because his parents are too busy to play with him.
So Jack is out in the barnyard, out in the field playing with a chicken.
Which is nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've played with animals too, and you know, I teach my kids to do that.
It's sort of sad though.
It's sad, you know, and in the end the parents realize that, you know, they have to accommodate their work schedules on the farm to do the most important thing, which is spend more time with Jack.
I must admit, I leafed through this, and I got the sense of, I mean, Jack goes to his dad and says, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, come out, let's throw the ball."
Daddy's name is Farmer Ted, based on Ted Nugent, and it looks just like Ted in character form. There's Ted's wife is Sweet Lady Jane. I wrote this when I was still on Sean's show, based on Sweet Baby James. Then there's Sean the Bull.
Where's John?
John is in the next one.
Oh, John's in the sequel.
It's already in the sequel. Sean the Bull is in it, and then there's Marty the Rooster. You know, our Marty.
Absolutely, Marty, our friend,
yes.
our listening friend.
Exactly, and it's just you know, a little.
Who did the pictures? Who did the drawings? Because they're actually very good.
It's amazing. He's an artist. They're one of their artists.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. And
now, if somebody wants to get this,
they can go to flirtyflipper.com and just click on the link there.
Flirtyflipper.com.
It's my website, John. I know you've been there before.
No, I haven't. And what else is on flirtyflipper.com?
Don't worry about it. It's all good stuff.
I mean, somebody's going to buy a kid's book by going to flirtyflipper.com?
Yes, because the link is on flirtyflipper.com, or you can go to barnesandnoble.com, and the link is there as well. But why not promote my own website?
Absolutely. Exactly.
You can go there. You can also see pictures of you there and pictures of our guests that have been on the show. You know, it's a cute little book. And
so what happens to the free range chicken here?
Thankfully, you should all know, the chicken survives.
You sure?
He is not on
Jack's
dinner plate.
I got a picture here on page 12 and 13. It's a double truck here.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, Jack, they said. Maybe later. Farmer Ted had to clean the barn. Sweet Lady Jane had to gather the eggs. No one ever had time for Jack. Now, here is a picture
good,
of a young girl. And she's squeezing the neck of the chicken. What is that all about?
That is Sweet Lady Jane. She's not squeezing the head of the chicken. She's getting eggs.
That's not where the eggs come from.
Backwards.
I think you need some more pictures.
No, John. You'll understand if you read it from the beginning. And in the end, the chicken survives, and the family's happy, and the kids, you know, and parents are happy, and it's happy.
Actually, and how is this? I don't have the actually finished book here. I have what they call the galleys.
I have the galleys.
This is the galleys. Now, is this the dimensions of the book?
Yes.
It will be, what is that, about 11 and a half, 8 and a half by 11, something like that.
Right. Exactly.
So it's easy to hold on to and open up if you had a child in your lap.
Exactly. And it's not in stores until the spring, so you can only get it online right now.
Oh, you can only get it online.
Yes, that's right. You can only get it online right now.
At barnesandnoble.com.
I'll book myself on again in April when it's in stores.
Okay,
but
fine.
Right now, you can only get it online.
When it comes out in paperback?
In paperback, I'll be on again.
All right. Well, congratulations. No, this is really
you.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
I hope this turns into something that we don't have to talk about ever again. No, I'm just kidding.
And it's only $9.95.
$9.95.
Yes, it's very cheap.
Piece of cake.
Exactly.
And pretty soon on Amazon.com, it'll be half that. So.
Right. But don't wait till then, because you want to get it for Christmas.
No, it'd be a great little, put it in a stocking.
Yeah.
Some kid's stocking. It'd be absolutely perfect
for
that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, seriously, Jill.
Thank you, John.
Congratulations. I know you've worked hard, and it's been a long road.
It's been a long time coming.
A long, long time coming. But congratulations, Freddie the Free Range Chicken.
Thank you.
By Jill Vitale, a.k.a. Is it listed as Flirty Flipper?
It's listed as Jill Vitale, a.k.a. Flipper.
That's the way. That's actually the way it's listed.
Yes. And
now, do you have the what is it called from the Library of Congress? The Dewey Decimal. They don't use Dewey Decimal any longer, do they?
Sounds familiar, but I
bet it's got a code on it. It's got some international literary code on it. We'll have to find out what that is.
All right.
Again, congratulations,
thank you, John.
Jill. Hope it does.